The last few days have been some of the most memorable climbing days of my life. A tweet just a few days ago from the rock climber Tommy Caldwell. Well, today you can replace the word memorable with historic. That's because he, along with another climber, Kevin, has made history by conquering El Capitan, the legendary 900-meter-high sheer rock face in California's Yosemite National Park.
It's easier to look up the 900-meter cliff lying down than it is standing up. Only through a huge zoom lens could their friends and family below watch their steady progress to the top. Then, finally, the climbers reach the summit. The two men embrace, facing the valley with arms outstretched as they acknowledge the cheers of support from below.
We've enjoyed the process so much.
And up on the summit, their partners were there waiting for them. It's taken 7 years of preparation, gradually learning the best way to climb the hardest sections, and now finally completing the whole free climb in one go, with ropes used only for safety. The conditions on the cliff face were tough. They had to sleep in tents suspended from the rock through bitter cold winds.
There's this crazy Arctic windstorm happening today.
Kevin almost didn't make it. He battled against the hardest section, flakes of rock shredding his fingers. He had to wait days for his hands to heal before continuing, and almost gave up.
And I'm not going to lie, I was pretty devastated, and you know, thoughts crossed my mind that I should just throw in the towel and support Tommy to the top, because he's through all the hard parts. But then I thought about how much time I've put into this so far, and it's been 6 years and hundreds of days, and I really want to do this thing.
After a week of trying, he finally made it. Once through that, there was no looking back. From there, it was slow but steady to the top. A former climber put their achievement in context.
Nobody spent 8 years trying to do one climb. Nobody spent 19 days on a continuous push trying to do a free climb. Nobody I've ever heard of has tried a 2-meter section 11 times over 3 different attempts.
President Obama even tweeted his congratulations. "You remind us anything is possible," he said. On the summit, the celebrations continued as the sun began to set. Getting down? Well, that was far easier.